Hello everyone, Ron and David here, coming to you from our website, astrologynewsreport.com.
Now we look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions, what's in store in the heavens for July 20th to July 27th and beyond.
In last week's predictions, we examined at length the implications of Mars and Saturn coming together in Libra. Now we are going to go around the zodiac and analyze the Mars-Saturn conjunction for potential outcomes for each rising sign, as indicated by the corresponding house position for each chart.
Mars and Saturn are both first-rate malefics, and they are bitter enemies in Vedic astrology. Hot versus cold, fast-moving, go-for-it actions versus slow and steady, hold back and delay.
When these two malefics combine, the results can be harsh. Mars is the planet of conflict, of violence, of destruction. Saturn is focused, deliberate, and persistent. Combining the two energies results in uncompromising, sometimes unscrupulous, even ruthless actions.
But there are positive uses for the combination. Saturn provides focus and control for Mars's forcefulness, which then can be put to good use for making concentrated efforts. Used intelligently, the Mars-Saturn pattern can provide the energy for accomplishing seemingly impossible tasks.
This energy pattern gets gradually more intense over the next several weeks as faster-moving Mars catches up to nearly stationary Saturn. The exact conjunction won't be until August 25th.
As applied to individual charts, the Mars-Saturn combination provides focused energy for getting work done and overcoming adversities in the area of your life indicated by the house occupied by the sign Libra. On the other hand, it is generally problematic for the people or relationships associated with that house.
Starting out with Aries rising, Mars joins Saturn in your seventh house of the other, which could be the spouse, the business partner, the client, or even a direct opponent. Saturn and Mars put pressure on your relationships. Being opposite to your first house of self, these two malefics will create the feeling of opposition. Life becomes something of an uphill battle. Another feature of the seventh house is that it is an echo of the tenth house, the house of career success. Therefore, a positive use of this energy pattern would be to focus on efforts and accomplishment in your professional field.
If you are a Taurus rising person, the Mars-Saturn conjunction will be in your sixth house of service, employment, enemies, disease, debt, and litigation. Malefic planets transiting in the sixth house cause problems, but also provide energy for solving those problems. This is good for working hard at your place of employment. Mars and Saturn here can show up as enmity with others, but the good news is that this setup is equally bad for your enemies, helping you to take the necessary steps for victory.
Those with their ascendant degree in Gemini will have Mars and Saturn together in the auspicious fifth house of creativity, romance, speculation, investments, amusements, and children. Having two malefic planets transiting in the fifth house of romance does not favor smooth relations with your lover, nor is it favorable for children. But for non-live significations, this energy pattern could be helpful, such as making concentrated efforts towards a creative project. Speculation and investments, though, do not usually prosper under the influence of two malefic planets.
Cancer rising folks will have Saturn and Mars together in the fourth house of home, domestic life, mother, vehicles, security, and deep-seated feelings. Saturn is the planet of buildings. Mars is physical activity. Therefore, doing home projects and repairs are a good use of this energy. Ditto for your car. But generally speaking, having two malefics together in the fourth house is not favorable for domestic affairs. It's not a good combination for throwing a party. There could be problems for your mother, and or your relationship with her suffers.
Leo rising people will get the astrological pressure cooker in their third house of skills, talents, efforts, desires, everyday routines, and younger siblings. The combo of Saturn and Mars is good in this part of the chart for focused efforts, initiating energy-intensive projects and forceful communications. But once again, the live significations of this sector of your life suffer. Younger siblings, or close relatives, or your neighbor will likely endure some problems.
Virgos will have Mars conjunct Saturn in the second house of money, food, support, and family. This indicates for tension within the family. Whatever has been brewing gets aggravated. Saturn is the planet of work, and Mars is action. So on the plus side, you get a boost to putting your nose to the grindstone for getting more cash into your life. But two malefics in the second house can still manifest as extra stress in the finances department, as well as leading to bad choices for what you eat.
Libras get the action front row and center because Mars and Saturn will combine in the first house of the self. This will help you to be more forceful and focused in your personal actions, but the uncompromising energy of Mars plus Saturn is not favorable for smoothness in relationships. If challenged or thwarted, you are likely to express yourself in unpleasant ways. Holding back doesn't help. Mars plus Saturn produces a pressure cooker effect, ready to blow. Best to have some project to throw your energy into and avoid those who might oppose you.
The sign of Scorpio does have a reputation for being rather intense and all too able to entertain the dark side. The placement of these two malefics, Mars and Saturn, in the 12th house is problematic. It is the house of expenses, losses, the subconscious, betrayal, and hidden actions. Be careful of impulsive actions that lead to unintended consequences. Yes, someone may be acting against you behind your back, but with this energy pattern, you are equipped for dealing with a hidden enemy in an uncompromising way. On the plus side, it is very good for making headway with institutions or facing up to your inner demons.
If you are Sagittarius rising, the Mars-Saturn combination is affecting your 11th house of profits, friends, goals and ambitions, and the elder sibling. Malefics transiting in this house are supposed to be good because they make you more determined to reach your goals. But watch out that you don't become so determined that you are overbearing towards the 11th house people, your friends, associates, and or your elder sibling. The concentrated effort represented by Mars plus Saturn can also be helpful for achievements, rewards, and gains.
Capricorn people have Mars-Saturn transiting their 10th house. This sector of the chart indicates success in the world, actions in your community, and that includes conduct in society. Mars and Saturn here make you determined and focused on your path towards success in gaining status and position. But at what cost? Careful not to alienate the people around you, especially those in superior positions, such as your boss or government authorities.
The 9th house gets emphasized for Aquarius rising charts. Malefics in this house are generally not welcome. The relationship with your father or your guru is likely to go downhill. Long-distance travel now would be ill-advised. Mars, the planet of conflict, when together with Saturn, the planet of harsh reality, tend to make you less inclined to adhere to ethical and moral standards. The only possible benefit here might be making concentrated efforts in advanced studies.
And lastly, we have Pisces. If you are Pisces rising, the Mars-Saturn combo is affecting your 8th house, the house of the partner's wealth, financial involvements with others, chronic problems, secret actions, and humiliation. This is overall a difficult transit, since malefics here can bring on hard to deal with changes in your life. Financial arrangements with your spouse or business partner will likely hit a rough patch. There could be some hard to deal with health problems. Careful of the temptation to indulge in any clandestine actions. They could backfire on you, and you could suffer humiliation.
As is always the case, the effects we have outlined here get altered by the setup in your natal chart, especially if you have natal planets in Libra or the opposite sign Aries. Planets in Libra will have their energies added to. Planets in Aries will have to suffer the opposition from Mars and Saturn.
Looking around at other things going on in the zodiac, Jupiter will be exactly conjunct the Sun on Thursday, July 24th at 7 degrees of Cancer.
Jupiter has, in fact, been in deep combustion, in other words, so close to the Sun that we can't see it, for the past week, and won't be visible again until the first days of August, when it will show up as the morning star on the easterly horizon just before dawn.
When a planet is combust, it can't be seen, and its significations therefore suffer. When we can't see the planet of wisdom, we are without wisdom. There can be a lack of ethics and morality as well.
Another item of note this week, the new moon will be this Saturday, July 26th, at 9 degrees Cancer. This marks the beginning of the Hindu lunar month of Shravana, considered good for beginning new ventures, listening to advice, social interactions, and making peace.
Although this year the full moon will not be in Shravana, but falls in the next nakshatra, Dhanishta. The nakshatra is represented by Shiva's drum, that is to say, the rhythm of the universe.
This looks to be an auspicious month because the new moon will be nearly exactly conjunct exalted Jupiter. The general indication of the month being born while conjunct the great benefic certainly sounds good.
But as always, we must poke a pin in this balloon. Remember that exalted Jupiter can be too much of a good thing, and that includes overconfidence, overexpansion, false optimism. So be careful of getting caught up in a rose-colored glasses scenario.
And one last thing. Uranus is now stationary in the heavens as it prepares to go retrograde on Tuesday, July 22nd at 22 degrees Pisces. Stationary planets are very powerful for giving effects. Uranus is the planet of sudden, unexpected events. Its stationary condition brings with it a high potential for something dramatic.
Since Uranus moves so slowly anyway, it has essentially been motionless in the zodiac for the past week. For a dramatic, unexpected event, we need look no further than last week's shootdown of the Malaysian passenger jet over Ukraine.
That's a good example, David. We'll be watching for more instances of that energy pattern during the coming week.
Thanks for visiting AstrologyNewsReport.com. Now on to segment 3 of this week's show.